Jonah start to pray in the belly of the whale.
Out, man, what manner of fish?
He repented of his sins like a man in jail.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
One net of fish. So Jonah is praying in the belly of the whale. Yonah bays, pasuk vav. Afafuni mayim ad nefesh. Water has surrounded me, even to the soul. So Ma'ari Cross says that's physical, that it went up into his nostrils, so he couldn't breathe. The soul was going to leave his body. Radak says, till the fish swallowed me up. Tehom yisova veini. The deep encompassed me. I was completely surrounded by the deep. Suf chavush l'roshi. The yamsuf, the Red Sea, hangs over my head. Reeds are bound to my head, dragging me down. Rashi from Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that the fish's eyes were like windows. He could look out. He could see what was in the sea. Nothing like seeing what's in the sea. Zayin l'kitzve harim yoradati. To the bottom of the mountains I descended. That's pretty deep. So as far deep as the mountains are high. Ha'aretz b'richeha va'adila olam. The earth, its bars are closed on me forever.
He prayed like a man in jail.
That's how he felt. Vatal mishachas chayai, Hashem Elokai. You brought me, brought up my life from shachas, from Gehenim. You brought up my life all the way from deep down. So it's the second time he's mentioned the grave now. So he's showing how absolutely devastating was his position and how meaningful is his tefillah. Ches, behisatef olai nafshi, as Hashem zacharti, when my soul grew faint, hisatef, when it grew weak, I remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I was discouraged because of my trouble, the fish swallowed me up. I thought I was going to die, but I davened out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again is meaningful in the sense that he didn't daven before. And my prayer came to you in your holy temple. So again, Heichal Kodshecha, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Radak says he means to Shamayim, to heaven. Again, it's interesting that he who is prophesying from perhaps Shevet Zvul and Shevet Asher all the way out in the 10 tribes is so familiar and current with the idea of the Beis HaMikdash and how important the Beis HaMikdash is. So for Jews everywhere, the Beis HaMikdash has always been meaningful, at least for Jews who remember, as Hashem Zacharti, who remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are mentions in the stories of the various hostages over the last several years from Hamas that while they were in captivity, they davened, they remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They may have been more or less religious when they came in, but Sharam Alos Mi Mamakim is a very real phenomenon. There are no atheists in a foxhole, as they say in secular culture. Tess, Misham Rim Havle Shav. Those who keep worthless futility, Chastom Ya'azovu, they abandon their kindness. So this is the nations of the world. Zikrashi. Also, Umasa Olam Ha'obdim Avarosei Lilim. They worship idols. So the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all kindness for all of humanity, they abandon Hashem. But not me. Not me. Yud v'ani b'kol toda es b'cholach. I, with a voice of thanks, I thank you. I will send you a gratitude offering. A cheer of gratitude. B'kol toda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rub-a-dub-dub, three cheers for the grub. Asher nodarti ashalema, and that which I vowed, I'm going to pay. So it's interesting. Now he's putting himself alongside those sailors who made vows and who brought karbonos and who brought a toda after seeing everything calm down when they threw Yonah in, which is an interesting sort of prompt. But Yonah himself, of course, knows to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knows to repay his vows. Yeshua sa'ala Hashem. For the Yeshua, for the salvation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided. So it's interesting that he too promised and vowed. Now we're not told specifically what the vow was. According to one opinion, they suggest that he vowed he would slaughter the Livyasan, the great fish, for the benefit of the tzaddikim, and we know we always talk about the sukkah of the Or Lev Yasan in our goodbye to the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. Halavai, this should be the year. So this is the Lev Yasan. This is the great fish. A fish that was a means of a miracle, not just seafood. Vayomer Hashem Ladog, and a very anticlimactic ending in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem said to the fish, Hashem gave orders to the fish, doesn't say what he said to the fish, but the tefillah had its impact that Yonah was hoping it was going to have. And Vayakei es Yonah el Hayavosha, and it spit out, it vomited out Yonah upon the dry land. Because there's a certain indignity to that, that Yonah gets spewed out of the fish onto the dry land, but he was very grateful. Everything smelled like seafood for a couple of days. And by the way, now again it's Doug and not Dugga. So there was another gender identification change. So apparently fish can define their gender identity. His ordeal from the fish has left him, Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, which has a lot to say about Sefer Yonah, says that his clothes were all torn up, his hair had fallen out, his skin was all shriveled up and swollen. So Rav David Feinstein actually says what I was mentioning about the indignity of being vomited out. It's kind of unflattering. It's something filthy. It's something disgusting. Vatokia says Yosheveha. It says in the Arayas that we lay on Yom Kippur, not to be confused with the Arayas that you buy at the butcher store, which is pita with some spiced beef in it, but the Arayos, Arayot, the forbidden relationships, it says that Eretz Yisrael is a sensitive stomach, it will vomit us out. And that's not gently. He's thrown in the air and falls heavily on the earth. And that's a message to Yonah as well. Don't get airs about the fact that you had a miraculous journey in a fish. Now go do your job.